Blog Talk Radio. seen Chub Rock jumps up on the scene with Celine and a pocket full of green. The green doesn't symbolize I made it on the top, but RoboCop last year was a shock. The tone of the Popeye cut shook your butt. The kids are screaming, the media says what? Kind of music is this for you to dance to? The man with the plan and the band demands you. Leave the smack and the crack for the whack, for the ball and the knock, keep a smile like that. Leave the knife and the gun in the store and ignore temptation set by the nation. Racial game causes pain, he's a new rep. In your heart and mind, never forget to set. Hawkins, and when you're walking, you know what you're one. Black on black, remember that, it's important. Anyway, the shunless one, bring forth the fun. No hatred, the summer's almost done. No time for sleep, jump in your Jeep and pump up the funky beat. A holy beeper goes off, yo, smash it, then trash it. You're too young to be plumped in a casket. Just get your boys and bring the noise and just swing it. And party people, swing it. Number one fan, yes I am. All these kids realize that I'm the man. 6'3" and maybe a quarter of an inch bigger than last year, but still a unique figure. Rob Stringer, Doc, no Dinky and Hot Dog, know that I'm a man that was born to have a mic on next to me at all times, ready to kick a rhyme that'll keep me out of financial bind. That's why when it comes to fans, I'm never mean. Kids on spray James between Gates and Green always says hello, cause I'm a modest fellow. Never try to play a superstar that's mellow, cause if these kids don't go buy our records, we'll be has-beens and plus naked. So we owe them, so pull out your pen, sign an autograph, you might make a new friend. Just get your boys to bring the noise and just swing it. Now party people in the house, sing it. Howie G, good looking G. Swing a hot dog, Doc, no but F, love for Dinky. Fish and chips with the hippie, hippie hips. Before the tune ends, give me some lips. Sanity Crystal, my niece, and Lady Kazam, my homegirl, peace. And leave the guns and have fun. Ow. And oh yeah, sing it. Back to 1990, Chub Rock jumps upon the scene with a lane and a hardcore dream. The dream wasn't crafted to be pornographic. Decency started from the Crip Plus kids. Don't need to hear all of that on a rap. The strength of my vibe placed Chubs on the map, cause authority, seniority goes forth me. My staff gives autograph, plus gives enough laughs. Reap my might, heed my sight. I definitely lead you right to treat me right. Peace.
Hell from Chicago, Illinois. Welcome to the Big Eddie Klotsoff Motor City Mafia Grudge Race Show. Hit the one button and let yourself be heard.
Shows. We know every one of them ain't gonna be good, but we've been had some pretty good shows, and last week was exceptional. I got a lot of phone calls on the show that we had last week. You know, me and Big Mark and Ray Bo, we pitched in together and tried to do well, we didn't try, we did it. A Chicago drag race history show for the street racers and grudge racers, whatever you want to call it. From way back, we had a few visitors come on that everybody was pleased to hear from. We also had history come on. As we know, and he said, as he know, the only black NHRA tech guy in the country. I think that was awesome. And we've been knowing this guy for a long time. And, you know, Cal City Cal, you know, he pitched in. And we had a few people pitch in and try to get people to come on. And it worked out beautiful. I plugged the show for a whole week. And it worked out. It really worked out. You know, all I can say is, often imitated, never duplicated. But I really enjoyed last week. The manner everybody was mad, excellent, didn't make me work too hard on the board. Didn't have to try to find people's, you know how wild to get on these shows, and you can expect that. Last week, the show went superbly without any ignorance on the show. And we definitely got to have ignorance on the show. People ain't going to come on the show. But I was just surprised that we didn't have it. And it went beautiful. So, hey, man. And, you know, I was listening to the show last night. And I sent a couple of my guys some people that they kind of missed out last night. And I guess they didn't want to repeat these people, but these people are just as well in the game as anybody else. So,
you know, I just want to repeat these people. Some people probably know them, some don't. You know, but, you know, just because you don't know a person don't mean he wasn't out there doing the thing. But this one particular person was one of the biggest people out here racing at the time and carried a lot of people on his shoulders. And I was surprised they didn't mention him, because a lot of people they mentioned was riding off his shirt tail. They wouldn't have been able to do what they did without him. And that was Boss, William Diary. William Diary was deep into the game of racing. And I just couldn't believe they didn't talk about him. You know, he got a son that's up in Mississippi not too long ago, had that Trans Am that was riding. Game over, you know. That was a bad boy. He's a good man, too. And then one of the other guys used to be out there with us all the time. We kind of stole him from Diary side. His name was Keith. He had a black drop top, 87, I believe it was, Corvette. And he also had a black 57 Chevy. That sucker was immaculate. And boy, he came over to us. He had some little blower motor. And we took that motor out of his car and put a, I believe it was a 512 at the time, but it was a good running one. And we towed some ass up with that car. He hung out with us, and he sold that car and got good money for it. I think he could have got more money for it now. I don't know. I haven't heard from Keith in a long time now. But also, there was a hard racer they didn't mention was Stroker. Stroker was a... He was in the camp with us. They mentioned my man, Fonzo. That was my number one man now. They mentioned him. But they didn't mention none of the crew that was with him, basically. You know. And I was with that group. You know. The guy that came from 71st, 72nd, and Ashland from the transmission shop. We called him Black Bob. He had a beautiful black, I believe it was a 66 Malibu. It was called Black Magic. They wouldn't mention him. You know, my man Andy, off of 73rd, had the Camaro me and my brother bought called Rough House. You know, we had a ball with that car. And right now, I don't know if Dave still got the car, but we got old Black Dave, they didn't mention him. He bought the car from us. I don't know if he still got it, but the last time I seen it, it was yellow, and it was called King Dave. You know, so it was quite a few people, man, you know, that was from the South Side that they didn't mention. You know, Don and Ron Simmons. They had the Shell gas station right there on 71st and Ashland. Simmons Shell, his two brothers. And, man, they had a car called Rat Shell. Rat Shell was real nice old Malibu. It ran pretty good. I used to work at the station. And, man, we raced at that gas station probably 7 days out of the week. We was running the 8th mile, basically, and didn't know it. We just run that block. You know, we pull out on the light, get our bet together. We'd be at work. We pull out on the light and race from that corner down to where my boy Y-Bug Daddy House was and shop. That was the finish line. It was one block. I mean, shit, they didn't even want to mention me. You know, I guess, but, hey, man, it don't matter. But I ain't going to carry that on tonight. You know, we had our Black History Month and everything. I just had to say that because these guys was not mentioned. They were well into the game, you know. You know, so we're going to get started. We don't know what's going to happen tonight. But I don't want to burn people out with the old school racing all the time. But anytime somebody want to come on here and talk, y'all can come on here and talk. So where my guys at? Who coming on in here to get this thing started? And so we had a couple of areas. Like I said, at 71st Street, we used to race. We had another spot right there on Damon, 74th and Damon. We would race from out of the barnyard down to about Woods or Hermitage was the finish line. Man, we used to try to get it on there where we can. Yes, sir.
Hey, what's going on, man?
What's up,
what's
man?
Happening? How you feel? Everything good? Yeah,
yeah,
there's a whole lot of good racing over there by that CTA barn, man. And over there on Ashley.
Yeah, so we raced every day at Ashley while we was at work.
Uh-huh.
Pull out on that light, lock that money up, pull out on that light and head that way.
Hey, man, 59th Street too, boy. It down there on the low end, on that end of town, man. It was a lot going on, these streets.
Yes, sir.
That's it. And like you say, a lot of good people, man. A lot of good people, and came and gone. But that's all right. History is still going on. We got the new generation out here about to do that thing and show out this year. Someone called me and said it might be some kind of grudge racing going on tomorrow.
Yeah, it's going to be 60-some degrees.
Yes, sir.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Yep.
Them boys probably can't wait.
That'd be a good thing. See the season start, man. I wish everybody good luck.
Man.
I hope they got the cars out the garages and did everything they needed to do. As a certain person in this game said, if you ain't ready, get ready, because it's almost showtime.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I might go out there tomorrow and spend mud bone over. Gonna be decent enough to be out there.
Yeah,
what
be
up,
nice
kid?
Enough to pull.
Yeah. I gotta straighten the return springs out. I had one break.
Uh-huh.
So I'm gonna put some fresh return springs on there because I don't want nobody to be going down there and all of a sudden they release the gas pedal and they stay on the flow. My bone probably be in the corn for you. We probably be
okay.
Popping corn out there.
Big Eddie, yeah, Big Eddie, right. Mark, what was your favorite racing spot?
Ooh-wee.
I like myself. I had two. I like Torrance mm-hmm. Avenue, and I liked in the hole. I almost towed my car up out there in the hole. But, hey, I still like that.
Mm-hmm.
If that train
man,
came, you
so
could run
spots.
All damn night.
Oh, yeah, that train go across there, you was good.
You good to go,
you
man.
Good,
whatever
boy.
Was going on, was
yep.
going on. Especially if it was one of them good 200-300 car trains, man. It's going to take a good hour, and then they get halfway through there and just stop.
Yeah. My favorite spots was Damon and Fulton, and I'm going to have to say 39th Street, 39th and
9th. Oh, yeah, yeah. Damon and Fulton, yeah, yeah. Hey, but the back of the yard wasn't a bad track either. Once they used to, in the
that's
early
so.
Days, when you could get in there and they locked the gate on you.
Yeah. But with 39th and the Ryan and Damon and Fulton had easy access to get away. That's why I like them so much.
you can get away from them police, but 39th Street was a little hard getting away from them that neighborhood security out them buildings.
Yeah, yeah.
It was they wasn't writing tickets. They would throw a lead.
Yep.
Yeah, we had so many spots, man, right along.
Yeah, it was a bunch of them, but like I said, those are my two favorite spots, Damon and Fulton and 39th. Because you come out of the viaduct off of 39th, and goddamn it, lay it down, going towards 35th.
Yeah. And like you say about Damon and Fulton.
You talking about right by the Projects of Kids on the side of the expressway?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Damon and Fulton. Was a couple of detectives.
You would unload your cars around in the project area, come out from under the viaduct off of 39th, and make that right turn, goddamn it, and get ready to lay it down.
Yes, sir. Well, when they used to uncap the fire up under that viaduct, that echo from them cars uncapped under them viaducts, man, that was crazy, too.
Yeah.
Look at them bulls, man. Yes, sir. But go ahead.
Hey, kid, was you ever out there, man, and them detectives used to come over there, man, and let us race? And if the police pull up, he'd go down there and talk to them. He'd say, hold on for a minute. And they'd go down there and talk to the regular police, and then the police pulled off, and we continued racing. And he told us, I'd rather see 500 of y'all on 39th Street.
Oh, okay.
We'd be up on
We never ran into that. Into that problem.
Yeah, if someone could come out there, man, and watch us race, and the police show up.
Oh, yeah. They used to come down on Damon and Fulton in a little race. There was one, one time we raced over there. The police were sitting down there near Oakley is to call the race.
we got one better than that. Kid, we was on Doty Road. The detectives come out there, and these guys out here drinking. They wanted to see a race. They said, man, don't say nobody racing.
22. Your mic is open.
Kid, they say don't nobody race. Then everybody going to jail.
What's going on, Rob?
Oh, man, take it easy. Hello, everybody else.
What's happening?
Hey, what's happening?
Chilling, man. I hear y'all talk about, like, you know, back in the day, the racing, but did anybody bring up the incinerator right off Chicago Avenue by, like, Cicero?
Yeah, that was a yes, sir.
Yeah, Kilborn.
Yeah, Kilborn?
Yeah.
That's why I got my first taste that I was about 16 years old, and then I was hooked ever since.
Mm-hmm.
248-8504. Who we got?
You got the Tim House crew. You got the Tim House.
Oh, man. Lord have mercy.
Hey y'all, before we get started, you know, going too far, I wanted to mention Gerald lost his mama and what's his name? He lost his mom too. Man, what's that noise right there?
Somebody got doing something with a lot of noise. There we go.
What Gerald you talking about, Eddie?
Trans Am Gerald.
Oh, okay.
He lost his mom and the one that flags skin in the kill race. What's his name?
I don't remember who flagged
that
machine.
He didn't know him. Y'all from the west side.
Was it Meechie?
Meechie. He also lost his mom. You know, I've been on that machine that they shit don't come out so fast sometimes. So,
hey,
I just
want
to tell y'all, you know.
Well, Big Eddie, I don't know how you normally do, but I would just like to say that if you would allow me, I would just like to ask God to continue to help him, and if you don't mind.
I would love it, Tim. I would love that. I appreciate it.
Let's go. No problem. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you, Lord, because you are our God and you allow us to be your people. Lord God, you know these two families have a loss for moms. And Lord God, we just ask that you would strengthen the family and touch them with the fingertip of love. Let them know that you're in control. And Lord, we just ask that you would comfort them. Even though they're going through a season of bereavement right now, Lord, sometimes, Lord, the words don't even come out of our mouth correctly. And when the phone calls and the letters stop, and Lord, we just ask that you just touch them. Let them know that you still are God and that you will heal their wound, Lord, that fill that void. So, Lord God, we just say thank you right now that we had time with the moms, and that we ask that, Lord God, that you would bless that family, strengthen each and every one of them right now, Lord, because they need you right now in a time of loss. So we just say thank you right now, Lord, because we know that you will. You know that you are a prayer-hearing God and a prayer-answering God. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we just say thank you right now, because there's power, comfort, love, victory, all everything we need is all wrapped up in the name of Jesus. And we just say thank you right now, Lord. We bless your name, and we say thank you. Please bless them, Lord. Let everything go right. Even let the weather be right now, Lord, as they go through this bereavement period. We say thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Eddie. I really appreciate that, because it was on my heart to thank them and help them. Thank you.
I so appreciate it. Thank you, Tim. And I'm pretty sure they appreciate it too, man. Amen. Yes, sir. So now we can get on back to business. I know it's a hard thing for people to deal with.
Yes, sir. And we need somebody in the family to have a sound mind. Even though they may not be in the bereavement state at that moment, they can help everybody else, and then they'll have their time. You know, I heard Brother Eric say one time that he was strong. He did the eulogy. He helped everybody in the family. And then about 2 or 3 years later, he just broke down, couldn't stop crying, had to go to the couldn't even work. Why? Because it was his turn.
I heard
now
him tell. I heard him when through. He said that.
Yes, sir. You know, and that's what it's all about. And we just want to tell them that we, you know, we love them, we appreciate it. And everybody, you know, don't let the phone call stop right now. You know, continue to help your brothers and stuff out there. And all them families that are going through it, help them out. Let them, just give them a call and just say, hey, I'm just thinking about you. You know, you ain't got to go into detail. Just tell them you're thinking about them. Continue to love on them, man. They need it right now. You know, lost moms, man.
Yes,
good
sir.
God Almighty. Whew. Man,
that's 708-6447. Who we got?
This is Cal City.
What's up, Cal? I didn't get a chance to thank you. I didn't get a chance to thank you for that effort you made, man. I really appreciate that. It worked out real good, man. I really appreciate that, man.
You ain't got to thank me, Big Eddie. That's all right. Yep. It's all good.
Yes, sir.
Hey, bro Eddie. I was looking at that picture of Beast Mode over there. I had to put my sunglasses on, man. Good God, I'm like, what a paint job on that thing. I had to put my sunglasses on, man.
Yes, sir. That boy, he laid the car out, man.
Man, that boy, no, he done did something nasty, boy. Oh, man, you know you deserve it. I ain't got no problem with it. Good. I said, I'm looking at the picture. Let me get my sunglasses on. Good.
What up, Cal? What's
Uh-oh.
Up, kid?
Oh, man.
Nothing much, man. How you doing?
I'm hanging in there. Doing
I heard
good.
That.
How you doing, kid?
Yep. All pretty good.
That's good.
Cal, you ready for this season?
Yes, sir.
You dark ready?
I hope so. They having problems getting parts.
Damn, oh,
wow.
Man,
I was freshening up the motor, and I don't know. They having problems getting parts.
Wow. Well, I want to also congratulate everybody that got awards at the bowling party. It looked like that went real well, too. It looked like it was a nice album for everybody. And boy, them boys in the South, man, they starting off running this year. They ain't playing. And boys down there getting it on, man. Don't look like
they got
no ducking.
They got good weather down there, you know. You always
gonna
beat up.
I know that, but I'm just saying, it looks like they're racing bands, you know what I'm saying? It don't look like they're trying to skip past nobody, man. They're getting up there, getting it on early. So you can probably expect a few rematches throughout the year. Them boys, they stepped on up real early.
Hey, Eddie, you want me? Hey, Eddie, you want to watch this? I bet I can get the whole show to start jumping. I bet I can do it. Watch it. All I got to do is say, man, them dog guys down South, they don't, you know, they got things called bear killers, 44 Magnum, 357 Magnum, 50 caliber Magnum.
Yes, sir.
You bring one of them, they going to go sit down. They going to go sit down, Eddie. Got to.
Oh,
phone
man.
Gonna be ringing in a minute. Tell how lock in. Watch it. You know how it is.
Man, they ain't gonna hear you, man. They don't be on this show like that. Not too many of them, you know. So
all
you
I gotta
say
is a couple
say
words
over here.
Donye. All I gotta do is say Tate the Great. All I gotta do is say a few names.
Oh, man.
I ain't gotta go crazy now. Let this phone start ringing. Tell how lock in.
Oh, man, I hate to say it, but
you
probably
don't
be on here looking for a Buick.
Uh-oh. I thought they talking about Darren Buick out there, Eddie.
Oh, yeah. Brother D going to come out and slap some people in a minute. They keep on
see,
trying to play around
with
that beard.
You notice what I did, Eddie? I said Donye, Tate, but I never mentioned Chuck's name. That dog on Mudbone and Tim House, we're going to kill Chuck, man. He dead already. Brother D agreed to do the going to do the eulogy. Bet the phone start ringing, Eddie. Bet the phone start ringing. Mudbone, that dog on Son of a Gun. Man, Chuck already dead. Don't even know it. But D going to do the eulogy.
I ain't gonna bother Chuck, man, because he come on here, man, and he got crazy last time he was on here, boy. He got to arguing with Crooked Letter and shit. I'm like, oh, fuck.
Oh, Chuck go crazy. I like Chuck. Chuck crazy. Hey, Chuck, why you come over here, man, listening to these people? I ain't said nothing. Mudbone ain't said nothing. It's already been said.
Hey, I'm just going to wait, man, until we can see him. Yeah,
hey,
we can see him, man.
Hey, kid, watch this.
Yeah.
Chuck wake up in the middle of the night crying and screaming and hollering, Mudbone.
Oh,
son
man.
Of gun. Mudbone, son of gun. That's all it is. Man, go to the doctor, Chuck. Get you some sleep medicine or something. That's all.
Yeah, well, Chuck probably somewhere out there partying, man. Nice Friday night, Chuck probably out there partying.
Chuck might be out partying, but if he hear Mudbone and that doggone son of a gun, he's going to be doing the rain dance. That's all he's going to be doing, making sure it don't rain. That's what we're making sure it rain. That's all it is. Don't worry about Chuck. Mudbone and that son of a gun going to take care of that problem.
I'm finna call Chuck right quick.
Hey, man, you scared me. I thought you was Chuck, man. Go ahead. I thought you was Chuck. Scared me.
No, Tim, I'm just gonna ask you how you coming along with Big Red.
We got everything except for I'm gonna try to get the rack and pinion because I think it might be bent. And I want to go ahead, like you said, when he started on, he ain't got to wait on no part. Just go ahead and finish it up. Hook the front end back up. We ready to go. Yes. So it didn't do no major damage.
Hey,
radio and all that stuff still. Yeah. We good.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Tim, I'm finna call Chuck right quick, see if he gonna answer the phone.
Oh, Lord.
I got him. Hey, Chuck, where you at?
Would treat me right, moving my feet to the disco beat. How in the world did I keep my seat?
And you got the grill ready for this year? You got fresh hickory and charcoal for the grill?
Man, what you talking about? Hey, Eddie said he going to use peanut oil this year. He going to the hot cloud cow stuff. He going with peanut oil this year. Frying some fish tonight. Boy, that dog.
Man,
that doggone.
Oh, when I want my fish and chicken at the track, goddamn it, I just go find meat. I ain't got to cook that. I go find meat. I go find the chef.
Let me see what he'll do.
Boy, the chef had that peach cobbler going on at the bowling party, man. And I got to tell him again, man.
Oh,
I got to have some more of that peach cobbler there, Brother Lee.
Yes,
kid,
sir.
Did you get to try that?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. And I had a good time, man. It was good seeing everybody. It was good seeing everybody that showed up and they had some good fun on that Christmas tree too, man. They said somebody cut a triple zero light on that tree.
He meant it.
Hey, Eddie, I don't want to tell you this. I called Chuck and gave him hell. He said he gonna call you right back. I told you to get. Gotta give him a headache, man.
I don't want to get Chuck started, man. Somebody gonna probably call him and tell him that they heard he was at the party. You know, at a party.
Tim House, are they opening up a Milan over there this year?
I went by it one day. It'll snow all on the ground, and I saw tire tracks going up in the track. I said, "Uh-oh, they're getting ready to do something."
Now,
Tim,
they
going
for the season, or they?
Yeah, I think Peso already got some events already set up.
Tim, when is Martin, Michigan, opening up?
God damn, Mark.
Well, I don't know the day. I never keep.
Go ahead and
ask
him, Tim.
You know. I don't really know, Eddie, when he comes. I always go to Pine or somebody. And I mean, when the track gonna open up? Oh, it open up on April 25th or something like that. I just go by that.
No,
kid,
Mark.
You see that fire?
Mm-hmm. So, Mark.
I said they just gave him a payback foul on the Bulls team.
Oh.
Yeah. I saw they said somebody just slam dunked on somebody and won the game.
Now we still got 8 minutes.
Oh, okay. The Bulls playing tonight?
Yeah, they playing Milwaukee here in Chicago. And they just They just put a hard foul on Allen, but he had that coming. They said they were gonna get him for what he did to
Caruso.
You hear anything about them college boys who will be out there, Stoke?
Oh, shit. They say tomorrow, shit, it's going down tomorrow.
Oh, shit.
They got a little bit of action tomorrow, goddamn.
Yeah, I heard that, too. I heard it's going to be a little action.
Hey, bro, Eddie. You know what I got? I'm trying to wait on Chuck to get on the phone. I'm going to say, hey, you know, I noticed Chuck been trying to do the family thing. When all these gorillas and bears and lions and tigers on the phone, he want to do the family thing. I noticed what's going on, Eddie. Something ain't right.
Wait a minute. What you trying to say? Chuck ducking?
Man, he going to go crazy. He watch what he do. He going to go.
ain't got nothing to do with that. Hey, Tim, you're on your own. I ain't got nothing to do with that.
I just wanted to make sure I was hearing what I was hearing.
You see, I'm gonna do it just like this. Mudbone and that doggone son of a gun. Mudbone first, and that son of a man, Eddie. Eddie, that guy gonna go crazy. Watch him. What you want to do? Lock in, and he gonna go nuts.
Oh, Lord. Well, shit. We got 773-7496, your mic open. And 773-3080, your mic is open. Who we got?
You say 96. You mean 69? That's money.
Uh-oh.
Is that money?
Hello.
Yeah,
69 and 3080. Come on.
I got a question.
I'm laying back. Uh-oh. I'm just listening, Big Eddie.
Okay.
What up, Raylo? I got a question. That was Big Tim House I heard on the phone, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Nope, that was
Tim House. Tim House, what you done did, man? I didn't see something on Facebook, man. Is it official?
I'm looking at Facebook,
I'm like, what the hell? That's a the big red ton of a gun versus
money,
Leon.
Hey, Big Howie.
What?
Easy. Thank you, Lee.
That's why I'm scratching my head because I seen it on Facebook and I got tagged. I'm like, what's really going on?
Looking at.
I look, bitch ass nigga, stop fucking dick. You ain't racist, punk. Keep frying chicken and shut up.
Looking,
damn.
I ain't looking at your greasy ass.
You're always
I'm
looking at some shit.
Chicken frying bastard. I ain't looking at you.
Fucking cop there, you big old faggot.
Yeah, put your car up there, motherfucker. Your $8 million paint job getting ass.
Yeah.
There's a leak and leave asshole.
Everything okay now, Eddie? Everything okay?
Lee on the phone.
Everything okay now.
Oh, Leo. Yeah. Yeah. Lee on the phone. How you doing,
Uncle
Ben?
Last time I remember, I paralyzed y'all last.
Last time I remember that motherfucker was rolling down the motherfucker. What you call it? You tried to take Preacher Boy out. You motherfucking terrorist.
Don't talk shit, because I still got part of my finger in y'all ass. So don't talk shit.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Come on, kid. Oh,
I know.
Not the prostate check.
I know.
Come on.
The sun shine on a dog ass at least once in his life.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, Come on, kid. Not the sunshine on the behind. There's a leak in Lee's asshole. Come on, kid. Oh, man, not to depend. Come on, kid.
Hey, Lee, I ain't keeping up no bullshit. I seen it on Facebook. I had to ask a question. See, that's the reason why you only got a GED, motherfucker. You didn't ask questions when you was in school.
You need more than a GED because you look on and see somebody else put some on there. You come on asking questions with your gas.
I might need a GED, but you can get these NUTs.
Get them, Stokey.
You should have looked at them dicks on there and commented on them, motherfucker.
Damn.
Come on, Stokey. Throw the white towel, man. Throw the towel.
Make sure you send my check in the mail, Tim House.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Ain't no doubt there. And guess what? It leaves.
Motherfucker, he's going to zail you some link. He's going to zail you some link.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, they give him some link.
Big money is gay.
I don't know.
Hey, Tim, is that true,
yes,
though,
sir.
Man? Y'all locked in?
Oh, Lord. Lee, I need help right now. Lee.
No, man. They ain't locked in.
Oh, okay.
Zay going crazy, man.
Big House ain't interested in none of that, yeah?
No, sir. I'm just going to do what I got to do. That's why I called Chuck to get something started and get some ruckus going.
That ain't what I heard, that.
Oh, Lord. Lee, I need help right now.
You told him to call in my name.
If I was you,
that Chuck is. I told y'all, goddammit, y'all going to get Chuck on you.
Hey, kid.
Yeah. What up, Chuck?
I'm enjoying themselves. They're going to talk about I'm dreaming about them. I don't want
that
motherfucker, but I'll fuck their ass up.
Lord, how much?
Hey, Chuck, I ain't saying that was crazy, Chuck. Funny, it sounded like he was doing good.
Man, Eddie, you got to get control of your show, Eddie. Everybody just popping in. Come on, Eddie.
Money, what I missed? What Tim House post?
I looked at a post on Facebook,
and it had Tim House versus Leakin' Leon. I'm looking at the post, and I'm like, oh, man, wait a minute. What the hell is going on?
It's malice
in the palace.
Hey, I can tell you one thing. Reading is fundamental.
Yeah, that's why you should look at the picture and read.
That's all your dumb
what
ass got to do is
what
get on there and
Lee?
Read what it said.
Come on, man. Let him up, Lee.
Instead of just making your own words, you damn dummy.
Well, that's why I asked.
Damn,
that's why I asked the question. You smart, dumb motherfucker. That's why I asked the question.
Hey, if I was Tim House, all you motherfuckers just come and I'd tell y'all to get y'all ass up there with
me. No, if you was Tim House, you would be racing instead of frying chicken.
Yeah, that's all right. That's all right. Hey, I'm going to be racing, and I'll beat the fuck out of every trans damn over there.
Yeah, I know.
Damn.
I know.
I'm going to be racing.
Okay, be quiet.
And I tell you what, I'll run over every motherfucking trans damn y'all get.
Damn, Lee.
Yeah.
Hey, Lee,
if we thought you can keep your car in your motherfucking lane, we might get in the lane with your ass.
That's all right.
If your black ass stay in the kitchen with your apron on and your ass out like Ving Rhames or Baby Boy, you might do something productive.
I got time to change.
Lord, have mercy.
Please throw the towel in.
Hey, money. I love you, Lee.
Oh,
I don't know where Stokey was when we needed.
Hey, I tried to resolve this. They baby, they both want to push me. Like, get the fuck out the way, Stokey. I said, mom, you.
Oh, that's rough, man. See, I knew me and Eddie could handle Chuck. Me
I'm
and Eddie could handle Chuck. We knew we could do that, man.
Hey, man, I asked you, I said, you saw him out. When he came back, I said, I'm on mute now. I can't help you, man. Hey,
who did that?
Hey.
You home?
Hey, Tim, how you figure y'all gonna handle me when y'all scared to race?
See, wait a minute, you ain't putting no respect on that name. Mudbone.
Hey, who show we on? Sound like y'all got structure over here, man. What the hell going on?
Hey,
hold on,
man.
Sit back. Me and Mudbone get ready to get on Chuck. We get ready to get right on Chuck. Blog Talk Radio. Me and Eddie get ready to get right on Chuck. Don't worry about it. We got him.
They got nothing. They ain't got nothing but a hope and a prayer. And God
hold on, Captain, this motherfucker.
I found him guilty on one part.
They say, we don't like to get on Blog Talk Radio and spread people's business, but they say Chuck going to see therapy, man. All he see is red Camaro, eye rocks. So they see him having all No. Come on, Eddie. We got to get this
Tim,
money.
I had a red Al Rock. I drove that motherfucker around the block and crashed that bitch in the wall and left it.
Damn.
Come on.
You have any spare parts?
Yeah. Go on 69th and Expressway and find them.
All right.
Let's go, boy.
Damn, Chuck.
Yeah. What's going
don't worry about it, Eddie. He just looking.
I still want to know what the article said. I mean, the Pope said. What the Pope
said? The
Pope money was talking about. Money and Lee was talking about.
Chuck.
Tim House
was
locked in.
No. Is that
what it said?
I don't know what you're talking about, Chuck.
Oh, shit. Now, both of y'all are supposed to be together now. Y'all lying against each other. Somebody got to tell the truth. That's why Stokey tell me what it said, Stokey.
That's why doggone Zay lost his mind, Chuck. Zay lost his mind, man.
Are you saying
they put it up on the ground that I may incriminate myself?
Who posted up there, Tim?
I don't know. Leon, my man. I don't know what you're talking about.
Motherfucker, how you going to call Leon your man and you fired him? And he wasn't even there.
Come on, man.
Hey, kid.
Yeah.
You see how motherfuckers bag up. You fired man because he wasn't even there.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of shit is that?
Hey, Chuck, the man got fired on his day off. Is that what you're saying?
Man, the man had shit to do on his family. He didn't even know what's happening. All of a sudden, they plucked somebody up in the car. I'm like, what the fuck happened?
My.
It's kind of like what Ed did to Nephew.
I'm not getting in your mess, Chuck. I'm not getting in your mess, Chuck.
I still ain't seen how a motherfucker get fired on their day off.
Chuck, Eddie, please throw the towel in, please.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Man, I want to know how all this shit be going on. What else?
Stop, don't do that.
Don't put that down.
Don't put that down. Y'all stop being
mean. Cal's gonna get whooped.
You better leave it open. You might need some help.
Cal said he can bring out the rod.
Come on in,
Vic. Hey. That dog. Chuck, come on here. Like
219. 9726. Your mic is open.
Let's go. Yo, who been on Facebook posting all these damn want to see races and shit, knowing that these motherfuckers ain't trying to do?
That's crazy, man.
No, these mugs ain't trying to go. Don't put me on there with some motherfucking Perm. Perm don't want them props.
Hey, now,
Stokey, you are east side strangler, my fault. But anyway, Perm don't want them problems.
Hey, Vic, can you tell me where that post is? I ain't seen it yet.
Which one?
The one with all these, what they want to see races. So nobody can tell.
I saw one with Cal City and Leon. I ain't seen the one with Tim House and Leon.
Oh,
what? Oh no,
Stokey, help me out, Stokey. I need a little help, Stokey. Throw the towel in, do something.
This is going to come out.
Lord, I'm a...
Yeah, they're gonna put me up there with some motherfucking Perm. Perm ain't doing nothing, man.
Oh, Lord.
At least put me on
that
with
kid,
a motherfucking
at,
Mike.
I
want
to know how long he been holding that in, kid.
How
long
you been holding that in, Vic?
Put me on that with somebody that might want to go, man. Not somebody that's faking and pumping and all that fake pumping and shit.
Lord, have mercy. Easy there, kid. Easy. Come on, kid. Help me out there.
A whole lot of capping on this motherfucker.
Hey. Who said that?
That kid.
A whole lot of capping.
Come on, kid. Help us out. I done heard it now. Somebody lied. That's all I'm going to say. Uh-oh.
Who lied?
That's what they saw.
You see what I put on there, Stokey? If you've been on there, I put on that DP Ready, baby.
Man, y'all gonna make a motherfucker on Facebook and look and see what I'm missing. know who posted this shit so I could see it.
Motherfucker, give me me and
Memphis. Don't say that. Don't say.
Oh, they put that shit up.
I told you.
Oh, I see it now.
Well,
thanks for telling me, Lee. Another good one. Tim House and Big Red versus Lincoln. Big Red with space. Oh, shit. Damn, where the rest of them at?
You just got a look, man, all around.
Come on, Chuck. Take it easy, man.
Hey, man, I don't be on Facebook like that, man. I ain't got time for that shit. I watched all the videos last weekend.
There was one on that Canelo and somebody else. I don't remember who he was lined up with, but it was Canelo.
Let me go to Zay page and I'll find out.
Oh, Lord. Come on, Eddie. Throw the towel in, please, Eddie. It's rough.
Oh, man.
Let me see what Zay done put up here. Yeah, I see that one.
Got easy, Chuck. Come on now.
Whole lot of capping on this motherfucker. Somebody keeps having a whole lot of capping. Who that is?
Come on,
huh?
773-2149. Who we got?
Hey, Uncle Chuck, did I get anything to eat? Man, close the show. Somebody said earlier that I got something to eat out of the room. I didn't get anything out of the room but some money. That's the only thing I got.
Out the room? What you talking about?
When they was in there serving the food, I sat up there with you and Mr. Zorro. Me and you and Mr. Zorro. Damn you, for 30 minutes, 20 minutes, or whatever, we just sat there for us talking. They said I went outside, ate my food.
Hey, who that doing all that around? Mute your mic.
I don't know nothing about that, dog. I was sitting out there drinking pictures of
beer. You didn't see none of that, right?
I ain't seen none of it, dog. I was at least hoping money would buy me a beer. That cheap motherfucker.
Man, money ain't
going to
buy you. Money ain't going to buy you. Money ain't going to buy your own motherfucking clothes. Lying motherfucker. Sitting around here lying with his pussy ass.
Hold on. Hey, Chuck, he mad because I told him that Chemo was there and his ass went and took his food and sat in the back seat of his car and ate.
Oh, man.
He got ready to sit down. I said, hey, man, ain't that Chemo? What up, Chemo? He looked up. He said, uh-oh, time to go. He walked out the door, put a napkin over his plate, man. We go sit in the back seat of his car.
Fuck out, man.
Come on, Eddie. Get control of your show, Eddie. Come on, man.
That's crazy.
That's a good way to go to bed tonight. Laughing, having a good time.
That's what it's all about. Some of you dudes act like little girls.
I'm gonna do like you did. Hey baby, I love you.
Hey baby, you acting like a girl when you took your food to the car.
I'm gonna be like time. I'm gonna tell on you. Show shit stinking gritty as grocery. I'm gonna tell on you.
Happy day. Church on the moon. Hey baby, I love you.
Now you want to be my friend.
I'm gonna tell you I love you, man, because I want you to sit down at the table like everybody else and eat your food.
I'm gonna tell on you. I know who to go tell. I'm gonna tell on you. I'm gonna tell your wife. And she gonna get it right.
There you go. Now you dry snitching. Don't worry about it. Let me get Kimo on the phone. Hold on. 219. Let me get this. Let me make this phone call.
Call his wife and put his wife on the phone. It's just me and him. He's supposed to be a grown man. He's sitting up here calling his wife.
Put his wife on the phone.
This is between me and you. It ain't got nothing to do with your wife.
I don't know nothing about that lady.
I would dare talk to that lady in the tone I talk to you. And you gonna put your wife on the phone. You a sucker, nigga.
Church on the move.
No,
boy,
don't pay no bills
listen
around the house. Pussy ass nigga.
Hey, ass nigga. Church
man.
Hey, baby. Get on money ass the same way. Fuck.
Man, money okay. Money has got to add me up on some mess. Money ain't okay, and I don't have no problem with money. Money is an asshole. He just likes to be an asshole.
Thank you, baby. You understand me. Thank you.
Hey, hold on, baby.
How long you been holding that in? When I get to Memphis, I'm going to come down there and rub a piece of salt pork on your lips and shoot your motherfucking blood pressure up.
You know, money got the big old floppy titties hanging out for her. When he run, they be titties.
I put one of these titties in your mouth. Your blood pressure go up. Your motherfucking ass will stroke out. I want you to stay here. I'm going to leave you alone.
It all depends on who blood you got.
Here's a call. Damn, here's a call.
Boy, y'all rough tonight.
Tim, sit your scary ass down. Because they got on your ass. You didn't come on the morning show today. Sit your scary ass down.
I don't like the bullshit. 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 I don't like the bullshit
Hey, Kimo, that motherfucker just snuck out with a plate like he didn't went to somebody else's barbecue when they wasn't invited.
Oh, man.
Hey,
Chuck. Hey, yeah, I'm Annie Mae's son. I'm cousin Pete.
Yeah, good. What up, good?
Hey, you talk about me. I'm gonna talk about
you. I'm gonna talk about you. If you say it again, I'm going to go to your ass.
I'm going to slap you in the face with these titties.
Hey, T.Y. Hold on, the mayor said I got some food. The mayor said I got some food. This bitch ass nigga money say I got some food at the party, right? Hold on. What did we do? What did I eat at?
You ate with us in the back to the pool. And what did we eat, money?
We ate pizza, right? He said, I got in the back of a car, and I ate my food, a plate or something. Hold on, bitch ass nigga. Shut your bitch ass up, pussy ass nigga. Hold on. Did we have our own money, our own guns? We had everything we needed. Get your bitch ass out of here, pussy ass nigga. Can I ask you a question? Was he standing there with you every day?
I know, because after he got this slice of pizza, he said, I'm going to the bathroom, I'll be right back. Next thing you know, he was out the back seat of his car.
You get your shit slapped in, nigga. You better stop playing some motherfucking months, nigga. You better stop playing some motherfucking months with me, money. On the real, Jack.
Why was y'all eating pizza with all that good ass?
The nigga, I ain't got no problem with the man. I ain't got no none of that, right? But the man always trying to be relevant and on some bullshit. Hold on, baby. Money, stop playing with me, motherfucking month, boy. A motherfucking slap your shit in, boy. Bitch ass nigga. Hey, baby.
Hey, baby.
Man, this bitch is your mouth, dude. I don't play with you like that, nigga. You always want to crack a joke. I don't play with you like that, nigga. If you don't want nobody to play with your pussy ass, stop talking shit, motherfucker.
You motherfucking winehead. Get your drunk ass off the phone, then. Hit that little red button. You motherfucking lush.
I'm going to get in your money, nigga.
That little red button, then. You lush.
Bitch ass nigga, you press it, bitch.
Hey, Lee, I'm going to leave him alone because you said so. I'm going to leave him alone. Tell him to shut up talking to me, Lee.
Tell him to stop talking to me, Lee.
Tell him to stop talking to me.
You better stop.
No, you won't, baby. No, you won't, baby.
Fuck you, money. Hey, baby.
I'll slap your pussy ass and slap my fingerprints off my hand. Bitch ass nigga. Get that motherfucking aggression out of your boy.
Your bitch ass in the bed. Get that aggression out your voice, pussy. Hey, money. You better stop. Lord, motherfucking must bitch ass nigga. You'll suck some more. Put this on your phone. Hey, money. Hey, money. Leave, baby. Yeah, leave. And then when a nigga get in there, he get offended.
How many motherfuckers you know done got in my ass, baby?
Nigga, you a hoe. Nigga, you a hoe. Nigga, you was sitting down all motherfucking night. I was sitting down in the bowling alley, you scary bitch. Y'all was sitting in the bowling alley.
I got 80 on, baby.
Who the fuck is you? Get on your motherfucking ass, nigga. I'm gonna drink on money ass and drink on that motherfucking cocoa stick he got in his motherfucking hand. Bitch ass nigga. I wanna know why. The motherfucker got the ass fucking three days, goddamn, trying to get his motherfucking kidneys right. You nasty bitch.
I
want to
know.
Damn.
You pussy motherfucker.
Hey, Skid. Hey, Skin, if anybody else would have said that, I'd be mad. But that motherfucker kid is worse than mine.
Always trying to talk that shit, Gordy. And then when this motherfucker get out his ass, he get in his motherfucker.
Same old nigga from the trap, everybody. talking about some money.
Jacket on. She This motherfucker got a Jordan ass jacket on talking about my motherfucker Pelé. Get the fuck out of here, nigga.
He walked to that bitch like he was $1 million man.
You can't get out the bed, bitch. You can't get out the bed, bitch. You can't get out the bed, bitch. Your weak leg, fucked up.
Damn, baby, how long you been holding that in, baby?
Having ass, nigga. Your kidney's bad, bitch. Bitch, your kidney's bad, bitch. Your liver bad, bitch. Now,
it won't be long before your kidney be bad with all that.
Well, guess what? I ain't found no more. I can get out the bed, bitch. Now, pussy ass nigga.
Lord have mercy.
Hey, mother.
I ain't got to goddamn excuse for hauling no motherfucking cars neither, bitch.
Amen.
For no another motherfucker.
Damn.
You haul a car for another motherfucker.
Hey, Big Eddie. Big Eddie.
I got a question.
What up, Shawty?
Hey, can I ask a question? Could you overcharge a cell phone?
Yeah, you can.
She talking about you can't overcharge no phone. I'm saying she is.
Yeah.
Well, I'm
going to swell the battery up.
You fucked the battery up.
Hey, that's what
I'm saying.
It
don't get
so hot. I fucked mine up before.
Smart ass, dumb ass niggas. Always running off at the goddamn mouth. Don't know their ass from a fucking hole in the ground.
Get over there. Get him, baby.
Calm down, baby.
Get him, baby.
In my mouth.
Shoot it. Step on the shoulder, baby. Get him. With my bone being in Memphis.
All right. No, I ain't got no business in Memphis. I won't be in Memphis.
All right, that's all right. Get him, baby. Get him again, baby. You got the blame kid,
man.
No.
I ain't on none of that shit, man. I just don't want motherfuckers to be lying on people, because a motherfucker be lying on folks, man. A motherfucker be lying on people, and then when it come down to it, a motherfucker be sitting around here being into it about nothing. You feel what I'm saying? I like all of you guys, but it's certain motherfuckers that I don't fuck with. It ain't nothing wrong with you not liking no motherfucker or a motherfucker don't like you. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I don't fuck with those bitch ass niggas. Period. I'm not a bitch ass nigga. I don't do bitch ass shit.
Lord have mercy.
Say it again.
I don't fuck with bitch ass niggas. And I don't fuck with certain bitch ass niggas. And I don't like certain niggas that be on bitch ass shit. Point blank, period. Fucking
triple. My.
Only Jesus can, man. Only Jesus can.
I'm gonna still respect you regardless.
Black man is a man.
Don't nobody give a fuck about whole niggas, man. Don't nobody give a fuck about whole niggas. Nigga, you are a hoe. Nigga, you are a hoe. Nigga, you a bitch. You a bitch. Nigga, you a bitch. Nigga, you a bitch. Man to man, nigga, you a bitch. Nigga, you a bitch. I don't like you, nigga. Well, do something about it then with your bitch ass. I'll fuck you up, Kimo. I'll fuck you up, Kimo. I'll fuck you up, Kimo. I'll fuck Kimo up. I'll fuck Kimo up. Nah. I'll fuck you up, punk. I'll fuck you up, punk. I'll fuck you up. I'll fuck your mama up. I'll fuck anything that you stand for, nigga. You a bitch, nigga.
Damn.
I'll fuck you. Nigga, you a bitch, nigga. Nigga, you a hoe. Nigga, you a hoe. Nigga, you already know you a hoe. I ain't even finna be going back and forth with you. Nigga, you a hoe.
My.
Nigga, you a hoe. Nigga, you a hoe. Nigga, you a hoe. Nigga, you are a hoe. You are a hoe. You ain't no grown man, no motherfucker. What you work for another motherfucker. You work for another motherfucker, and you a hoe. Nigga, I beat your motherfucking shit in. Nigga, I beat your shit in, nigga. Man, you a hoe, man. I ain't gonna keep on arguing your hoe ass, nigga. You a hoe. Nigga, you a hoe. Nigga, you a hoe. Nigga, you a hoe. Your mammy a hoe. Your daddy a hoe. Your daddy a hoe. Your kids hoe. They got hoe ass titties. They got hoe ass titties, nigga. They come from hoe ass shit. They come from hoe ass shit. Bitch ass nigga. I want to get it up there, nigga. I want to get it up there, nigga. Now. I don't like nothing about the bitch ass nigga. The nigga always the nigga a hoe. Talk some gangster shit, nigga. You ain't never been no gangster in your mammy life, bitch. Your mammy ain't never been no gangster. How in the fuck you gonna be a gangster? Your mammy, your daddy ain't never been no gangster. Your mammy was a hoe. Your mammy was a hoe selling pussy. And the bitch was on 7 Mile or 8 Mile or 6 Mile or something selling pussy. And you ain't never been shit. You a hoe. Hey, I don't like nothing about you, nigga. I'ma go to your ass if you ever come to Chicago, nigga. If you ever come to one of the tracks, nigga, I'm gonna fuck you up. I guarantee you that. But what make it your priority to come up to one of them tracks. Cause ain't nobody coming to motherfucking Michigan to race. Ain't nobody coming to Michigan to race.
I know. Because
you's
a hoe, nigga.
Mm.
I was at 131.
Why
didn't you have your bitch ass dead in, nigga? Damn. I was in my goddamn lawn chair at 131. You ain't
had
your bitch ass
there,
but you tough.
Lord,
have mercy. You's a drunk, bum ass nigga.
Yo, oh man.
Hey man, you don't watch your mouth, nigga.
Lord have mercy.
Your mama, I ain't got to ask my mama, can I cut no nigga hair in her motherfucking basement, bitch, if I was her mama.
Come on, Kimo. How long you been holding that in, Kimo?
Bitch, I got my own truck to make money, bitch. Can you say that? No, I got to use mama electricity. Because you're a bitch. You're a bum, bitch. You're cutting in the basement by your mama furnace, bitch.
Oh, man.
Funny arguing with a nigga that don't even own his own bed. He sleep on the food time where all his goddamn clients
whole ass nigga, man. Oh, man,
Lord,
shut the fuck up. Tell your mama, tell your dead ass mama, tell your dead ass mama to suck some dick with a psychic ass.
Yeah, yeah.
Pussy
yeah,
ass nigga.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell your dead ass auntie or your dead ass great grandmama to suck
some
dick.
Whoa.
Nah.
Damn.
Oh, damn.
Hey, ask your dad
ass. Man,
y'all
are going
too far.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Like, what's that motherfucker was named on the motherfucking Cosby? That motherfucker had a big hat.
Hey,
the apple hat.
Hey,
what?
Hey, baby.
Go ahead.
Baby, let that shit go, man.
Man, I don't like that nigga, man. I don't even fuck with the nigga.
That,
I told the nigga to leave me the fuck alone,
let
man.
That, man,
I told a bitch ass nigga to leave me the fuck alone, man. When I see a nigga, I'm going to show you better than I can tell
you.
I'm going to show you better than I can tell
you.
I guarantee you that. That's on my daddy, nigga. On my daddy's dick, bitch. And hopefully, pulling out the wall, you can suck that bitch. I'm going to get right on the top of your ass. I'm gonna get right on.
Damn.
You got anything that look like ass?
Hey,
I'm gonna get right
hey,
on.
Man, hey, just make sure you
man, hey man, this
no
dick in your mouth, bitch. Pussy ass nigga. Put this dick in your grandmama
this
mouth, bitch.
It's for all the cheaters out.
Don't fuck about you, nigga.
You've been cheating on me, loved one.
Hey,
especially a young lady who was once in my life. This song is for you and old Dirty Jody.
I don't like nothing about
you.
When
you get
older, I don't like nothing about
you.
I don't like nothing about you.
When the bill
gets
high,
yeah, he is a bitch.
Jody.
Pussy motherfucker.
When you get sick, no,
he's definitely a bitch.
Jody. They
don't sound that
long,
long
gone. You better call Jody. Oh. That a poor woman needs to leave. Ooh, but you were no Jody. Had to fool around. How could you be so foolish? Now I gotta put you down. I know you say that you wouldn't need Jody if I wouldn't leave you alone. But how can I work and provide for you if I'm at home? Pack your bag and don't let me go. And before you go, baby, take these words with you. When you get hungry,
you better call Jody.
When the bills get high, girl,
you better call Jody.
When you get sick, no insurance,
you better call Jody.
Cause I'll be long, long gone.
You better call Jody.
I said again. When the bills get high,
you better call Jody.
When you get sick, no insurance,
you better call Jody.
Cause I'll be long, long gone.
You better call Jody.
Don't tell me I'm sorry, don't tell me that lie. How could you gamble on the one night thrill?
Right.
Come on, y'all. Let's have a little construction. Let's find something else to talk about, man. We need a little more construction.
Yeah, man. No.
Fuck construction. That shit went out the door when I'm even talking that shit about.
Oh, shit. Yeah, you can ask your question. Yeah.
Did you play
pinochle
a lot when you were younger?
Say that again.
Did you play
pinochle
a lot when you were younger,
or
big
wins?
Oh
man.
Nah,
not really,
bro. So you wasn't in the car house and seeing them little babies running around in the little
50-ass
Lord,
I'm gone, man. Hey, Mudbone, did you eat your mama's pussy when you was a baby and suck her titty and all that old shit, and the bitch was poor? They
he
was poor, all that shit.
Man,
I swear for them to God,
man.
Bro. I swear for them to God.
Man,
if I see you
drunk.
Right now,
come
bro,
on,
I
baby,
kill
you taking
it
in
that,
man.
Man, fuck that nigga, man. I don't get no fuck about this whole ass nigga. I will fuck this nigga up.
Hey,
I will fuck
hey,
this nigga up. Hey, man.
Lord,
hey, man. Your mama a bitch and she a faggot. She pussy.
Hey.
Better bring some water, kick gasoline candles, get this fire started. Your heart jumping like a bass drum, huh? You bad enough to meet the alligator in the swamp.
Got something else to talk about, but they done damn near killed the show with that bullshit.
Oh, I'm going on.
That ain't killing the show, man. We bigger than that, man. We ain't gonna let no distractions like that stop the rest of us. Let them do their thing,
well,
man. I'm gonna go out there tomorrow watching college boys see
some
races. I'm gonna go out there watching college boys get out tomorrow. I hope they show
yeah,
up in full force to start the season off.
Yeah, man. Most of all, I hope they go out there and be safe.
Yes, sir. Get it started, Pat Dog. Let's get it started.
What over there?
Kid had asked a good question earlier. I think the only one got a chance to answer was Big Mark about what was your favorite racing spot around here, around in the area. What's your favorite racing spot? Somebody got a TV on or something.
41.
Nah, I guess he's talking about on the street.
Hey, Mudbone. My favorite was behind the ass.
Oh Lord, here go this motherfucker here. Yeah, listen to him.
My favorite was behind the ass.
Yeah.
Go over there and race, and when you finish, if you done won some money, you can go right up the street on that corner of Halsted to that truck stop and get a big ass hungry man breakfast at 3-4 in the morning. Going on into
Call,
the
man.
Yeah, you could.
Not for
hey,
the
yeah,
third change.
That used
change,
to be
brother.
A good thing. That used to be a good thing.
Yep.
And one time we had been there eating breakfast, and it was a doggone roach crawling across the table. That ended
oh,
it
that
for
was,
me.
That,
oh,
that,
man.
Was, that was condiments. Those were condiments, Mark. You didn't have to pay for them.
You didn't have to pay for them. That was condiments.
No, you didn't have to pay for them. Right. You didn't have to pay for them. You could have ate them, no charge.
Okay.
Right. That was like a mint. That was just like having
yeah.
a mint on your pillow at the
right.
hotel.
Those are condiments.
Oh,
if, you had that, if you had to pay for them, goddamn it, then you'd pitch. You'd want to pitch a bitch.
You'd pitch the fit. But yeah, they were
yeah,
free.
But,
they were free.
Right.
You know, everybody liked free shit.
Right, you can't complain about free stuff, Mark.
Yeah, you're right about that. But
if
you
was in there
you
by
know,
yourself, Mark, they gave you something. You had a little company. You were in there by yourself. They gave you somebody to talk to. What you doing over there? Get off my damn fork. Get off my fork.
Hey, they smelled that steak and couldn't stand it. They said, man, I can't wait till these guys go. I'm going to get on out here right now.
Hey, folks, you have to holler, hey, you, get off my plate. Hey, you.
Yeah, buddy.
Hey, Money, I'm trying to remember. I don't ever remember seeing the Trans Am board come over to U.S. 71st at that Shell station on 71st and Ashland and do no race.
71st and Ashland. 71st
and Ashland going back towards 69th. It's right there by Wabug, them house was the finish line.
Oh, it was a Shell station now?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Shell
station
around the corner.
71st and Ashland.
And Ashland.
Well,
yeah.
where Food for Less is right now, and that what you call it? Yeah, they used to race right there by the side of the bus terminal. That was 74th. That was 74th. They raced on that side street.
We used to race there too. Yeah, we used to race there too. But our short quarter, we all used to work at that Shell station. It was Simmons Shell at the time. Ron and Don that over there. And people used to come over there to race us, man, during any time of the day or night, man. They'd come over there. We can race right here. We line them up right there at that light going back to a 69th on Ashland.
They used to race over there. Al had a maroon and gold Trans Am. Fred had a blue and white 77 Trans Am. And Marla had that red Trans Am. We used to race over there.
Yeah, 74th.
And we would go,
we
would meet up right there on 71st and Damon at Lafayette Shop. And then go over there on Ashland. Yeah. Or by the damn, what you call it, but we used to catch hell when the drive-in let out over there by Zayers and the drive-in.
Yeah,
over there on,
Columbus Drive.
Columbus Drive.
Yeah, Columbus Drive, 74th.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I know you suck up a drag that boy. Y'all better stop that.
Where are you?
So what's up?
Man?
Columbus Dry, that's where money got whooped by Skin at, ain't it?
Yeah, that's why I got whooped by Terrio. I got whooped by Terrio and Deucey over there. I'm 2-2 on Columbus Drive. Hey, Big Eddie, I'm 2-2. I'm a 2-2 on Columbus Drive. I'm 2-2, Eddie.
What you talking about, Eddie?
Deucey whooped me. Deucey whooped me and Terrio whooped me. And then I whooped Skin and White Horse.
Right,
man,
right.
Not the
white horse.
Ride the white horse.
I'm finna get white horse,
huh?
Oh, come on.
No.
Okay.
Oh,
no.
Oh,
no. I got enough for that, man. Yeah. White horse, good guy. White horse,
cool. Yeah, that used to be the spot, boy. You had to race over there in sections, cause you had to meet up, cause right there where the drive-in was, there used to be a car wash right there. You pull in that car wash and spray your car down and sit there and wait.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that was the good old days. You chase a race. You would chase a race all night.
Hey.
79th, South Chicago,
yeah,
87th. Then you go down to the Wendy's on Stoney. Go to get on the 103rd, go over there on New Doty. Come back through from New Doty, going back to 87th, pull over there at Sweet Georgia Brown and try to get you some loving for the evening. When they didn't want to talk, you went on back down to South Chicago and did some more racing.
Hey, Money.
Hey, you were a little bit of Sweet Georgia
Brown.
Hey, Money. Did y'all have
problems with some of them drunk motherfuckers
drunk? And going to find out this shit. And sometimes they get
all in the way while y'all trying to race.
Oh, man.
On South Chicago and behind the amphitheater, no, man. Only problem you had on South Chicago, the police would get out there, and behind the amphitheater, they'd come over there and turn on the fire hydrants and wet the street up.
Yeah, you know what? Sometimes
yeah, boy.
We're coming to White Castle up here, man. You be racing. Sometimes these young motherfuckers be drunk. They do it. You turn right at some motherfucker making pass. Yeah, hey. So
yeah.
On the weekend, we used to have to go somewhere else. You know, at White Castle, we used to have to go like on 12th Street and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them would be too goddamn drunk out there while you're trying to make a hit.
Yeah, no. They hung out at the 79th at the White Castle, and they'd be out there if you just hang out. But if you want to race, you go down there on the other end. Down the path of the celebrity on 87th.
Not 79th and Stoney.
Yep. Or you go over there by on Anthony and get down over there by CVS. Yeah.
That old white council used to get plenty of business back in the day.
Man. I'm going to tell you, that White Castle got plenty of business.
Run us out, that motherfucker.
That White Castle got plenty of business, and then they had Pete's across the street where you can get 3 chicken wings and fries for $1. He was getting paid.
Did somebody
out
say
of
chicken wings? Did somebody say chicken wings?
Yeah. It was a joint up here. You can get 3 chicken wings with fries for $1.
Just 3? Just 3?
Yeah, for every dollar. You can get 3 wings.
Yes, sir.
Why not 5 for a dollar? Why not 5 for a dollar?
Man. And both of them get a Stokes, and both of them gas stations got paid too.
Yeah.
Hey, Stokes,
which one was that?
They don't need. Yeah, they don't
the
need
one on
gas down to 2001.
The one on 74th in South Chicago.
Yeah, that 2001 and that BP.
Yeah.
Hey,
Hey, kid.
Yeah. Yeah.
What you want, Slop? What you want?
Yo. Hey, kid.
Yeah. What up, Flop?
Busting out. Lean back. It's back, baby.
Oh, man.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah, hand up.
Tested and red day.
708.
I hear you.
2978. Who we got?
What's going on, Pickles?
What's going on?
Not much. What's happening?
It's E. What up,
what
E?
What up, E? What's going on, E?
Not much. What's going on? I was about to say, what you do to get my voice?
Yeah, you've been gone so long, man.
Yeah.
And then they was making a little noise, man. It was hard to hear.
Oh, okay. Yeah, nothing much. Just sitting down in Memphis.
How's everything going, man? Everything, I know it's a hard time, man, but you good?
Shit, I ain't in Chicago. It's great.
Oh, man.
Shit, y'all out there freezing. I'm down here in 70-degree weather.
Shit.
We're going to be there tomorrow.
Yeah, it's going to be there tomorrow.
Hey, and they talking about having a meet up tomorrow, too, goddamn. That's the motherfucking dragon spot, goddamn.
But it's
going down.
Oh,
shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
There's going to be some heartbreaking and money taking, I hope, tomorrow.
Yes, sir. I'm going to grab me some motherfucking chicken, some of the honeys over there, and then come right on through there. Goddamn shit.
Who you like? Who you like, though?
I don't know
who's
running on. They said
they running. Oh, Southside Scrap running Jeremiah.
Oh, man, not the Jeremiah.
Yep. Motor to motor, and
tomorrow?
Jerry got a drive. Jerry got a drive.
Oh, shit.
Yes, shit.
Jerry. Hey, what time is this supposed to transpire? Anybody know? I'll text it to you, Mark.
All right, bet. Appreciate it.
Location.
You know it's going to be down in the hole, Eric.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Yeah, man.
Oh, man.
You know, at the end of the year, last year, them boys is probably getting hot. I hope they didn't let off some.
That's how it always do.
Yeah, congratulations to them young boys that won awards at the bowling tournament from Big Sham. College boys, a couple of them won some awards for engaging. I know one was for engaging. They definitely did that. I give them credit. Now, they made the streets look like the old days last year.
Sure did.
Now, another place I like, Eddie, was Klein Avenue, but shit, you got to be bothered with them goddamn Indiana police.
Oh, yeah. They were some fools.
Oh, they
got so slick. They're going to
tear your ass up.
Yeah.
Yes,
and
indeed.
Yeah, they got there. Slick, too. Yeah.
And it was so motherfucking dark back up. It was so dark up there back in the day. You couldn't goddamn hardly see.
Yeah.
Man,
Because it'll be really too much nothing happening out there. Like, you know what I'm saying? They get a call like that, the whole goddamn motherfucking police station coming over there. Really?
Yeah, man. Hey, kid, though, like you said earlier, I don't think anybody gonna beat Damon and Fulton, man. That was the spot. Man, people got off work and picked up their whole family and brought their kids and everything out there and watched them people get out. And most of the time on the weekend.
All on top of cars and shit, picnicking and can all.
Yep. And them boys did not let them down. Boy, they used to put on a show out there on Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, the police really didn't bother us that much. Every now and then.
That was around that time. I think they had a special agreement with them police to stay away from them.
Big Mark, check your text message.
All right, bet. Yeah, I just heard something kick on. Hold on.
Okay, got it. Big Eddie, you still got the show going?
Yeah, come on.
Hey, Big Eddie.
What? Yo. When you over there, child endangerment,
what
did that carry? Child endangerment?
Yeah.
Shit, I don't know. I ain't never put none of mine in danger.
why you chuckle?
What the hell are you talking about, Kimo?
Kimbo money, thank you.
All right.
I was just trying to see, like, so, we got child endangerment, man. What
does
that
carry you in most places? Nice. Yeah, man.
Well, like I say, the time's getting close. The weather's changing. We got 50-degree days coming, 70-degree days coming. We got a couple more 40 and 30 coming.
Is that Big Mark?
Hey, what's up, young Kimo? What's happening?
Man, Big Mark, who you going to put in that blender, baby?
No, sir. No,
put
sir. You guys
put your dead-ass
mix
mom in it. Put your dead-ass mom in it, motherfucker.
Oh, man, come on, baby. Don't slide, man. Don't slide again, baby.
Man,
come on,
fuck
man.
That nigga, man. I don't
get
no
fuck
about
that. We
had
enough
of
that, man.
For real, man.
Hey,
Keep playing, nigga.
I don't even want to talk to a guy that was child and baby. I got it. Lord,
you engaging, baby.
That's all that counts.
Yep. That ain't it. That's all that counts.
How you coming on your car, Kimo?
Man, I'm a debutist here.
All right.
Debut, that's
right. Oh, shit.
Now, you know how many kids coming in this motherfucker from spring break, man? Of this stuff. Man, you know, it's like a line coming from our airport. Little kids coming in, boy. Coming home from spring break, baby. I just pulled up by the airport in Detroit.
Okay.
Not Detroit Metro.
Yeah. I don't like
you no mic, man, like, but when I ask you to stop doing something, you leave me no choice.
Okay, he did all right, man.
Somebody playing the music or something in the background.
Yeah, I hear that now.
Man, that ain't nobody playing no music. That's Slop climbing that car to start it up, man.
Hey, Kimo,
yeah.
Now I'm going to tell you, quit lying on me. I done started up and did what I needed to do.
All right. I hear you,
man. Keep me out of the bullshit.
All right. Hey, I know
who we talking to.
Hey, stop. See, I got this crackling earlier, baby. They done brought me in, baby. I'm home, sweet home. I done made it in. Big Eddie. Boy, you had some shit going on your show today, baby. Well, I tell you, Eddie, you had some shit going on today. Come on, where you at, buddy?
Right here, sir, right here. Talk to me.
Right out there, where money at? Money.
Oh, I'm right here. I'm here.
Money, you gonna put somebody ass in that blender this year, man?
I plan on it, Kimo. I plan on it. I got a few tricks up my sleeve.
Uh-oh.
Ooh. Oh, man, not the magician.
Yep. Hey, kid, you old enough to know about that cartoon, Bo Winkle. Watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
Lord, how much?
Not the abracadabra.
Bo Winkle.
Mm, mm, mm.
Not Bo Winkle.
Mm, mm, mm.
Made it in, baby. I done made it in. I done had a little fun. Got a nigga upset with me.
Oh, man.
I accomplished everything I set out to do today.
Not the upset stomach.
Man.
Well, let's keep that on the low right now. We won't bring that back.
I got old Tim House. Damn, nigga, why you park so far out today? I got to start taking care of fools and babies. I got to start taking care of Tim House. You know what I mean? I got to make sure and watch the words that he utter out of his mouth.
You started a lot of mischief today.
You said what?
Say you done started a lot of mischief today.
Yeah, for the last couple of days, I've had some shit rolling. I got some shit brewing, boy. But I got to start.
Hey, keep it 100. It was all intentional, wasn't it?
No, hey, you know what? Hey, I'm gonna tell you the truth, man. I didn't know Tim would utter that word out of his mouth. When he uttered, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh, my goodness. I thought the man was a dick. Man, when he uttered out his mouth, I said, now, this man is a real goddamn fool. I said, man, God's sake, take care of fools and babies. Let me start taking care of my fool over there.
Your house is cool. I got to try to take care of that, man. Fools and babies, man. I didn't even realize my buddy would utter them words out of his mouth.
You're in a world of trouble.
Yeah, it's just, man, I thought you were asleep, man. You're 50 years old. You're supposed to be asleep, man.
Y'all don't keep my feet. So, you know, you must be old.
Mark, Big Mark.
Yes, sir.
There's another old fool brewing right there.
Take some of them more.
Yes, sir.
Good.
Oh, I tell you, man, these old fools, you got to watch them, man. They know not what they utter or not what they say, know not what they do.
Well, you keeping them on their toes.
Yeah, they know not what they do, man. They utter the wrong words and stuff. You know what I'm saying?
On this show,
man.
I'm on mute.
They utter the wrong words. They know not what they do at night or in the daytime. Oh, boom. Man.
It's even worse being a young fool.
Look, now, he don't even know that it's time. He don't even realize it's time. It's fucking bedtime. And he up uttering words right now.
He don't even realize he don't have a
He up uttering words, man. Take your butt to bed, you old ass fool. Will you speak up? You in the house? You got to mumble. If you got to mumble, man, just put the phone down, man.
You see
what Tim House did? Tim House just ain't saying nothing because he know he in the house with the old lady and she don't want to hear that. You just an old fool.
At least you got an old fool
don't know how to be. When to be quiet. Just be quiet, man.
Can
you speak up? We cannot hear what you're saying, sir. Speak up, please, sir.
Kimo, you better leave people alone, man. Kimo, you've been getting cussed out all night, man. Leave people alone.
Man. Hey, Vic. They told us to take care of fools and babies, man. There's just a lot of fools on the phone, man. I don't understand the foolery that these fools be on the phone.
Hey, I don't know, man. You be making people mad, man. People be wanting to be all over you, man. Be nice, Kimo. Be nice.
I'm trying to be, man. I just sometimes don't be understanding what some of these old fools be on, man. And then you got, I done made it in, man. I ain't going to even get started, man. I'm going to go get me a motherfucking smoothie. And I'm going to lay back to the mall. To the mall, I'm going to go collect that money. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Collect that money.
Hey, don't y'all got that Autorama up there tomorrow?
Yeah, man, there don't be nobody but a bunch of people talking about what they going to do in 3 months.
Okay.
Yeah, they got it going. It started today.
Yeah, it started today, right.
I don't like going down there, man, because, you know, it used to be where you could stand and talk shit to each other, but now they didn't got it. When you stand and go to talking shit to each other, they had the police come over there. You know what I mean? So it ain't even worth going down there if you can't do the old tradition. You know what I mean?
Right. Okay. Too loud. Too disorderly.
Yeah. They wanna, you know what I'm saying? You come go to talk and shit, they come over, some of the police come over, talk with the guys and shit. I ain't going down there.
Oh, okay.
I do enough shit talking on the phone. I ain't got it. Worldwide nationwide.
You got old Big Tim House out his character and everything.
Oh man, Tim, shit, Tim. Tim said what he felt.
Oh, Tim was trying to get me in trouble.
Oh man, okay. Hey Eddie, you ain't go for that shit, did you, Eddie? He said,
oh man.
Eddie said, now that's a damn fool. Eddie know better than that. And Eddie said, I'll be on my motherfucking list, but I know not to say that.
I seen how Chuck went off on Crooked Letter, got out of character, man. I said, I don't want none of that. Hey, I want none of that. I'm like, damn, I ain't never heard Chuck like that before.
All right.
We made it in this bitch. On the parker, baby. Listen to this.
Oh, who that? Somebody might be came up, but they don't know it.
Somebody ain't running their house.
Let me go find that.
I just post trip. You know what that means, right? I posted the trip, so you know. Once I post that trip, you know what that is. I'm done for the day.
Don't have a clue, Kimo. I don't have a clue. I just started a driving check 6 months ago.
Yeah.
I only been driving 6 months, Kimo.
I hear you, baby. Well, Good luck to you, friend. Well, what's wrong, bro? D, why you say, man, I keep...
You should have enough for one night.
You say what?
Lordy, help him. We used to sing an old song when I was a kid. We used to sing an old congregation song in church. Says, I need thee. Boy, you need thee.
You need thee.
What's up, big head? Yeah, you know, I make kids to stay out there. Big Ed is best to stay out the way. Yeah, I'm listening.
Yeah, man.
And Bucky, they have some wild shit
going on. Yeah, right there. I just told him, Big Ed, we used to sing a congregation song when I was a kid. It says, "Oh Lord, I need thee. What chemo needs thee."
Yes, sir.
Just the way. It's some seriously wrong with this man, man.
Oh, man.
Seriously wrong, man.
I'll be in my colonel mind.
I'm from the start, baby.
Woo! I shut this bitch down, baby. I shut it down, brother. I'm shut it down.
I'm going live again tomorrow, baby.
Man, get out of here, man. If you don't stop this live stuff.
I'm going live tomorrow, baby. I'm going live tomorrow.
You going live tomorrow?
Yes, I'm going live.
Hey, Brother D, I want to ask.
12 o'clock tomorrow, I'll be live.
Hey, Brother D.
Yes,
how far have you got on that thing, man?
I haven't got anywhere because I'm not the one doing it, Kimo.
Okay, I'm saying, well, how far have Kenny got on the family project?
Well, he's gotten as far as he done got, Kimo. He ain't got further than you. He don't have where for him to get on. At least he do have.
I'm trying to see how far old Kenny done got on. How far Kenny done got done with the family project.
Just trying to see what I tell you, Brandon. I need the. Oh, Lord, I need the.
God damn.
Lord, I could have had mercy.
Hey, man, I've been trying to see how far old Kenny got, man. God damn.
He had like there's a problem because my son and I, is it my fault that he don't have anyone that's ready to work with him? He can't do a five. He can't even do a king or a king project. How about a father and son project?
My son bought a
brand spanking new. He put the first mile off the showroom floor just to race it. His sole purpose was to race the car. So I don't think my child, I don't think Ballhead son is in need of nothing.
We father and
his daddy, stepdad. What you think, Big Eddie? He go for sometimes and someone off the show.
Hey, they used to have a song about this. No job too big. No job too small.
Yeah.
Father and son.
Well, we've learned one thing for sure, Kimo. There's no mess.
Hey, I'm done, man. You're right.
When we speak of mess, there's no project of mess too big or too small for you. Boy, if it's a mess, you go step in it. You don't know how to step around it. That's just cool.
Hey, man. I got to call my homegirl. She wants me to get dead on her big face.
You ever seen a man just get always talking about what he's doing to that woman? They always told me when you talk about all the time, you not doing nothing. It's 8 days out the week. This man talking about what he's doing to this other woman. Which means one thing, he's talking about them four sisters on Thumb Street. That's all the sisters he's meeting.
Oh, no.
And his own sister, his hopelessness. Helplessness.
Well, tomorrow's supposed to be nice, boy.
Yeah, I think it's supposed to be like 6 to 8 tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, Sunday, well, it's supposed to be like 6 to 8 degrees, man. I'm going to Kenny's shop tomorrow, push the car out. I'll get some good sunlight pictures and post it right on Facebook tomorrow. It's coming, Big Ed. It's coming. They keep taking up my chat.
Yes, sir.
It's coming real fast. Coming much faster than they think. I'm going live. Those that don't believe, just tune in to Facebook about 12 tomorrow. Put your notifications on. About 12 o'clock, I will see you live with the updated version of the Lowrider. Something Chemo can't do. I do what Chemo can't do. Yeah. Babe and I do what Chemo can't do, see.
Oh, man.
Yeah, yeah. We just talking about Chemo. They should have gotten an award this year. I don't know why Vince Young didn't get a Chemo Award. Mess starter of the year of the universe. My.
Yeah, man, well, we might as well get on out of here tonight, man. It's been one.
I'm gonna get on out of here too. I got this funeral to do tomorrow. All righty, man. Praying for you, man. All right, man. You and your family. Yeah, everybody, my condolences. I will. All right, good night. All right. Well, yeah, Big Mark.
Right here, man. You guys have a nice night, man. Be safe. Some of y'all, I'll see you tomorrow.
Man. Some of us don't know how to be safe, Big Mark. You know, his one, you're not talking to. You said be safe. A walking disaster.
Oh, man.
Man.
Let me see something right quick before we cut out of here, man. How much time we got left?
If love is the end, playing your game, baby. Just start. You know what you got is what I need. Oh yes, indeed. When you give it up, it's only enough to make me see. Ooh-wee. That you're playing a game, it's so plain. You want me to win. Girl, I'll play.
Motherfucker. He doing sound like you're jealous.
Hey, that's you starting the car block. Hey Eddie, you ain't got no hit list.
Yeah, nigga, I got two lock ins.
Nah, I ain't talking about you slop. I said Eddie got a hit list.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I got a little hit list.
Oh. Would you care to enlighten us on it?
No,
and
sir.
I don't want to hear you say Chuck.
No, sir. That would be playing.
Where's Vic at? I know Vic got a hit list. Where's Vic at?
Yo.
Vic, you got a hit list.
What's my... I got a what?
Do you got a hit list?
No. I just got some motherfuckers that I gotta take care of, that's all.
Yeah, but they gotta pass your hit list then, Vic.
Yeah. You call it whatever they wanna call it, whatever you wanna call it. Jeremiah Day Day.
Hold on. Hold on. How Jeremiah get on that motherfucker? He ain't on your caliber.
Don't come here. You got the same car.
I thought you got a few cars, huh?
Yeah, I got a couple cars.
Yay. Okay. Hey, Jeremiah on the hit list, baby.
Thank you. He beat me bowling, but he won't beat me in no car. I bet you that.
say he beat you what?
He beat me at the bowling alley. He won't beat me at at the track.
Yeah, Jerry.
But no, it is what it is, man. Big Eddie on there too.
Big Eddie on the hit list? Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh, Big Eddie. Yeah. Hey, Big Eddie, he put you on his hit list on your show. Shit.
Oh yeah, we've been determined that. We gonna dance a little bit.
We got some unfinished business.
Uh oh. Who's that playing the trumpet?
Okay, Kimo, I'm going to confess, that's me with the trumpet. That nitromethane got me fucked up.
That means you starting that club, then, motherfucker.
Kimo.
Yeah.
Make no bones about it. I'm at the track, motherfucker.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, South Carolina?
No, I'm in Memphis.
Oh, you're in Memphis. Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody going to Mike Hill race?
Say what?
Ain't nobody on here going to Mike Hill race?
Somebody canceled the race because
of due to
rain. Was that Mike Hill or that was somebody else?
No, it ain't Mike Hill.
Oh. Well, I want to put the wrong information out. I thought I had heard somebody cancel the race. They 80% chance of rain somewhere.
Oh, you was talking about that boy in Mississippi at Holly.
Oh,
for
Sunday.
Okay. That's for Sunday.
Okay, okay.
You got a couple lock in?
Yep.
All right, all right.
I got Marvin and Leon.
Oh, yeah? Oh,
okay. Who was Marvin?
Oh, Marvin with the booth?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. What's running Leon with?
Shit, with my car, with his convertible.
Oh, okay.
Is low ride still on? What
are you
doing? Fly.
Who?
Fly. You need a little help out there at the track. You seem hard, man.
That ain't me, motherfucker. I'm on mute.
Oh.
You keep calling me off.
Well, who is that
breathing
like that?
God damn. Sound like they're working out.
You can't hear. Get me a
Lowrider. I got a question,
Lowrider.
Do you have a hit list?
Kimo.
Okay, we were trying to have a serious conversation. Okay, Lowrider. Sorry about that.
Thank you.
Hey, the question is, Kimo, do you have a hit list?
The question is, Vic, do you have a car? And the answer is, no.
Hey, Vic, you know what's crazy, though? You know who, he that guy that's talking about, no, he's on the top of the list.
Hey Vic, how can you take this for a top of the list you don't have?
You got to say,
Admiral on top of his imaginary list.
Hey, Vic, that man got to come on with it, man. That man got to come on with it, man. He's on the top of the list.
For imagination?
He's on the top of the hit list, man.
Hey, that man chance of having raised guys like me having Beyonce in the room, my dude, just not gonna happen.
Oh,
he dreaming about it. You know, as a kid, he dreaming about it, but it's not gonna happen.
Man, that man on the top of the hit list.
Most
of
them go to sleep.
You know how
you
be on the top of the food chain? That man on the top of the hit list. God damn it.
That man dream all day long. Average person go to sleep first. Hey, Big Eddie, you know we was kids, man. Slick, pass by, you get to fight with your brother. That's my car. That's my car.
What up, man? You all right?
What's up, boy? You want to look at the magazine? That's my car. Ripping pictures out, taking pictures, sitting around.
Hello, what you gonna do about getting yourself off the top of that list, man?
Yeah, top of your wish list. Mm-hmm. Yeah, wish factor. Tune in tomorrow at 12, Kimo.
I won't see none of that, man.
Sure, you did probably.
Hurry up and get that family project done.
Yeah, you don't have a family to do a project with, though. That's the difference, people. Yeah, a person would be proud to do a project with the family. You have no one in your family to claim you. You are declaimed instead of claimed. They put in disclaimers against you, player. You want to say, that's my sister. She's like, who are you talking to?
Ooh, get that thing done. So I can tell your tail if you get in the way.
Good God.
Hey, what'd that say? Don't let the soul go or something like that. I don't know that song.
If you don't know it, I definitely
don't.
Hey,
Don't get in the way, boy. No.
You have to get something to get in the way you win.
Hey. Man, I done made it to the house, man. I got to leave you boys alone.
Thank you. I got something coming over.
Real thick, Tim.
Well, 400 is thick. 400
is thick.
That's thick.
I'm talking about 50. Hey. She's thick as a snicker. You know, the snicker box.
I heard this man be daydreaming, evening dreaming, night dreaming, lunchtime dreaming. All he do is dream.
Hey.
Big Eddie, he think he a dream merchant.
Hey,
Hey, Mr. Dream Merchant. God almighty.
Why are you ain't occupied at home?
Kimo, I am doing what I like to do. In fact, if you want to know what that is, I can go to the bathroom with you to water slasher.
Hey,
I tried to hurt you. If you want to know what that is, I go to the bathroom.
Why you ain't occupied at the house?
Kimo, this gym will be 36 years. Matter of fact, it'll be 37. I'm a year old. Good God Almighty. 37 years with the same headache, Kimo.
You need to be occupied at the house, man.
You 37 years without a headache.
I'm like, bro, dear, if they stop making sleeves, boy, you'll never see a naked woman in life.
Man, I got to talk to y'all later, man. This
you should. You should. You be doing your
fucking
brother show.
This big motherfucker here.
Oh,
Lord.
Be
talking to y'all.
Show it to him. Let us know you don't have time.
You say what?
Find out over here, brother. Let us know you don't have time.
So if he can't show a picture, it didn't happen.
How you going to show a picture of something he don't have? He's been proclaiming a race car for 10 years. He looked at the magazine, found some car, and sent it around to a few of the guys said, this is his car. Car hasn't been seen since. Until the guy put it back. He don't know what he did with the magazine, so he waited on hoping the guy would post some new pictures of it. See, that man on the wish track, I wish I had this. I wish I had that. I wish I'd catch the ladder when I get these guys off my back.
Come on, Kimo. You got to redeem yourself sooner or later, Kimo.
How? How you going
to
do it?
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing, huh?
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. Me. I'm trying to leave Kimo alone because I know he's a hopelessness case. I know the fella. This fella means good. He has a good heart. He means good. He just has not. He don't want to accept that. He at the top of the list. Every car he see in the magazine that runs fast at the top of his wish list. Wish I had that. Wish I had this. I ain't want to talk to Brother Flop tonight. I fired his car. He probably got his last hit open. But I bet you and me and Flop are fired up, and I still can't get nothing. They going to last me out to finish me this year. Quit laughing. I don't go to the track at all. I'm just not going. I refuse to go to the track and have these guys ask me about this car that I know is a ghost car. I'm just not going to go. Let them keep moving on you. They won't bust out and sold out. Kimo never had out. Two of a kind, birds of a feather, will truly flock together. You see why I stay on mute, Big Ed? That's why I stay on mute. See, he gets me going, and I be trying to get him alone. He more like a drug, man. You get high on him. Tell me. Looking back over his shoulder, still dreaming, hard about what he gotta do. Are you on the top of the list? I'm getting me a twin-turbo big block. Man, if you don't stop, you better. I built me a twin-turbo big block again. You know, I found this store downtown. They had them little mall cars. I found me a GS.
Yeah.
I put three twin-turbos on. Yeah, I'm going to put it up in the back window of the race car. I'm gonna name it Kimo. That's what Monica should be named now. All Monica should be called Kimo. That's the only thing he got. Big idea, small pocketbook.
Yeah, somebody snoring.
Kimo, talking about that thick woman coming over there, Kimo. You ever seen a man all your days talking about a woman every day? Man, only the first people on his hand, four sisters on Thumb Street. Never in life made a woman that a man that talk about a woman every day, all day.
Oh man.
Yeah, it's beginning like it's time to end it now.
Yeah, might as well go and cut it on now.
Yeah, I gotta get on out of here. I'm talking about Kimo. He can't take no more.
Man.
I'm too slayed, and that's more than men, you know.
Yeah, I hate that, Fluffy. I'm a surprise of mine.
All right, man.